This is the only live and local morning show in the area. Breaking news, engaging talk, news that affects you. The KUMA Coffee Hour, brought to you by the Pendleton Roundup and Happy Canyon on News Talk 1290 KUMA and FM 96.5.
Well, the wait is over. Pendleton Roundup, Happy Canyon this week, right here in the Roundup City. And my guest this morning is talking about the Pendleton Roundup and Happy Canyon Hall of Fame Museum. My guest this morning is Casey White-Zollman and Carl Colm. And we are going to start our conversation right after this.
Need parts for your washer or dryer? Zimmerman & Company True Value in Pendleton can help. Here's Terry to tell you more.
We have all the hoses and electrical pigtails, all that to hook it up from the electrical point of it and the hose part of it also. And then we have all the vent tubing and stuff for the dryers to hook up the vents on the backside.
Zimmerman & Company True Value. Open 7 days a week on Main Street, Pendleton. Behind every project is a True Value.
Let's get back to the area's only live and local morning show, the KUMA Coffee Hour, on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Well, good morning. It's Tuesday, September 13th, and we are talking Pendleton Roundup and Happy Canyon Hall of Fame Museum. Two guests in the studio this morning. My guest, Carl Colm, is president, and Casey White-Zollman, vice president and publicity director. And good morning to both of you.
Good morning. Good morning.
I imagine you guys are already off and running, driving through downtown and near the Roundup grounds this morning and the museum and all that. There is so much already set up and happening. It's here.
Yes, it is. We kicked it off on Saturday with the dress-up parade.
And for those who may be unfamiliar with the Roundup and Happy Canyon Hall of Fame, let's begin by kind of going back a little bit. Tell us a bit about what that is all about. Carl?
So the Hall of Fame was established 53 years ago in 1969, and the purpose of the Hall of Fame is to celebrate and retain the history, heritage, and culture of what goes on with regards to the Pendleton Roundup and Happy Canyon.
So, and the one thing that I think is just a true, I guess, gem to the whole history, as you mentioned, and preserving the heritage and so on, is the museum itself. It's a beautiful building. Talk a little bit about where that's located, and for those that have not visited, as I know we get a lot of people who come to the Roundup for the first time, talk about the museum itself.
Okay, so we're located, I guess what I call it, the one of the four corners of Centennial Plaza. Centennial Plaza was established in 2010 when the Pendleton Roundup celebrated its 100th anniversary. So we're kitty corner from the Roundup grounds, across the street from the Pendleton Roundup and Happy Canyon, the admin offices and gift shop, and the location is 12th and Court Street, Southwest 12th and Court Street, the hub of the Pendleton Roundup and Happy Canyon, basically.
And I wanted to also ask you regarding the makeup of your board and the connection the board has to both Roundup and Happy Canyon.
We represent both, supported by both, to again retain the history of both events. And so in the museum itself, people will see exhibits that relate to both the Pendleton Roundup and the Happy Canyon. We feature several different exhibits on specific things like women in rodeo, but it concentrates on the women that were in rodeo with regards to the Pendleton Roundup. Large exhibit with regards to the Happy Canyon, both the courts and the princesses from the Happy Canyon and Pendleton Roundup. There's a large exhibit with regards to those two elements of both events that is really popular because folks like to see what how things have evolved over the years with regards to the courts. We have our exhibits annually that feature the inductees to the Hall of Fame. And so we have four inductees to the Hall of Fame this year, and each one of them is provided with an area to exhibit the information about them, along with the Grand Marshal of the Westward Ho Parade is featured in an exhibit. And then we have a marquee exhibit, we believe, which is War Paint, which was a we call them the bucking horse of the decades. And it's our marquee exhibit when you first enter into the Hall of Fame. And we have an interactive display with regards to War Paint where folks can go back in the interactive display and look at not only the history, photographs, and videos of War Paint in the when War Paint was a rodeo contestant as an animal. And the heydays for War Paint were in the late 1950s.
Well, tell us about this year's inductees, as they were just honored at your annual banquet on Sunday, right?
I'll let Casey speak about them a little bit.
Yeah, we had a great banquet on Sunday at the convention center. We had close to 400 people come to honor our four 2022 inductees. This year we had, for the early years category, was Rusty Black, and many may remember her. She passed away last year, but she was a wonderful horsewoman and supplied horses for Happy Canyon 4 years, including Chinook, who many remember was the beautiful, flashy black and white paint who would go up with the American flag up in the scenery at Happy Canyon. He represented the Pendleton Roundup in Happy Canyon at National Finals Rodeo a few years ago, has been all over the place, and Rusty trained that horse. And now we have Dancer, who's up there, but she has supplied those horses for decades, and it was a real loss when we lost her, but we really wanted to honor her this year, and her family was able to attend the banquet. Our Happy Canyon volunteer inductee this year was Bob Forth, and it was so great having Bob there. And he was very emotional about how honored he was to receive that induction into the Hall of Fame. And he's been a volunteer for 59 years for Happy Canyon, and just kind of that consistent face that you see. And we're just so happy to have had him and his wonderful family at the banquet the other night. We also inducted for contract personnel Jerome Robinson. And many may recall that he has done so much for bull riding events. He was a bull rider himself for many years, and he has been very involved with Happy Canyon and the PBR event, and then last year changed to Extreme Bulls. He was such a giving person, and his wonderful wife, Doria, was there at the banquet, and she was also honored last night at Extreme Bulls out in the arena. And they had a wonderful video about Jerome. And so he will be terribly missed. He passed away just this past January. And then the board members decided this year to do a special induction. We, as a board, have the opportunity to have a special inductee. And it's not something we've really ever I don't think we've ever actually utilized our authority to have this special inductee before. But this past year, at the passing of Randy Sevier, we felt that he truly belonged in the Hall of Fame, surrounded by so much of the history that he helped create. And so we inducted Randy at the Hall of Fame banquet the other night. Nearly his entire family was there. You know, his saddles have graced this arena and have been on the backs of famed horses with their riders that have just created so much Pendleton Roundup and Happy Canyon history. You know, he was Mr. Roundup. Everyone knew Randy with that smile and that laugh. And, you know, at Hotel de Cow Punch, I know this year is going to have a huge void up there. And we were very honored to be able to bring him into the Hall of Fame this year.
All right. Well, we're talking Pendleton Roundup and Happy Canyon Hall of Fame Museum. We're going to take a quick break. Back with more after this.
The City of Pendleton wants to help you replace your old, uncertified wood stove with a new, more efficient heating system. We're offering interest-free loans up to $3,500 to help you buy a new stove that can be natural gas, pellet, electric, or wood. With our program, you save money and you help clear winter haze and smog in Pendleton. It's a win-win for everyone. Call 966-0249 or visit the city's website for more information on the wood stove replacement program.
Stop in and visit the Community Thrift Shop in downtown Pendleton. It's no ordinary secondhand store. This little gem offers a boutique experience at thrift store prices. Stop in and stop in often as the gently used donations hit the shelves daily. Your donations of gently used vintage and antique items are always appreciated. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 10. Follow Community Thrift Shop on Facebook and remember all proceeds from the Community Thrift Shop proudly support Heritage Station Museum.
Live music is back at the Sports Bar inside Wild Horse Resort and Casino. Come out on Fridays and Saturdays to dance the night away with live music from 8 p.m. to midnight. The Sports Bar has everything you need for a fun time, including happy hour every Sunday through Wednesday, 3 to 5 p.m. The latest sports on the big screens and a delicious menu. Visit wildhorseresort.com to see the latest live music lineup.
If you are caring for a loved one with mild dementia, the challenges can be difficult, including the challenge of an unwillingness in your loved one to accept the diagnosis. At Mackay Creek Estates, we offer support for you through a free webinar on September 22nd at 2 p.m. with Adria Thompson, a dementia consultant and certified dementia practitioner. Join us for her advice and tips. Sign up at PrestigeCanHelp.com. Again, that's PrestigeCanHelp.com.
In the extreme heat of summer, Burns Mortuary of Pendleton would like to remind you to check on elderly loved ones, friends, and neighbors. A visit and a cold bottle of water can go a long way in making sure they're okay in the heat. This friendly reminder brought to you by Burns Mortuary of Pendleton, helping families cope with the loss of a loved one for over 90 years.
Let's get back to more live and local news from the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Back this morning with Carl Colham, President, and Casey White-Zollman, Vice President and Publicity Director for Pendleton Roundup and Happy Canyon Hall of Fame Museum. And the Hall of Fame has another big event coming up this afternoon. In fact, tell us about it.
Well, it's a great event. This is our fourth year, I believe, of having the Pendleton Whiskey After Slack Party. And in the Section Double D bar, which is right under the scoreboard at the Roundup Grounds, we host a party in there with live music from Sunday Saloon. They've been a great band that's come every year for this event. And we, as soon as Slack is over, we invite the Cowboys and contestants to come in, the public to come in, over 21, please. We open up the arena, actually, the bar into the arena. And we have drinks, we have dancing, we have raffle prizes. Thanks to Pendleton Whiskey, we are able to raffle off. We have a great cornhole set. We have some other great Pendleton Whiskey swag. And all of the proceeds will actually benefit both the Hall of Fame and the Pendleton Roundup's Tough Enough to Wear Pink breast cancer campaign. I co-chair that, so I'll be kind of playing double duty, wearing two hats this afternoon. And it's just a lot of fun. It's a great way to sort of kick off the week as we prepare to actually have rodeo start. And Sunday Saloon knows how to get people out on the dance floor and really get people excited. We're so grateful for Pendleton Whiskey's support. This is the second year they've sponsored this event for us. And it's a lot of fun. So we really invite people to come down. It's free to come in. All your drink and raffle ticket proceeds are split between the Hall of Fame and Tough Enough to Wear Pink.
All right. Well, it sounds like a really good time. And will visitors to Pendleton be able to visit the Hall of Fame this week?
Yes.
Yes. This year, the Hall of Fame is open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day through Saturday of Roundup Week. And it's a little bit, for us, it's kind of extended hours because we have a new partner that is, that's been the catalyst for that to an extent. Joe and his wife, Marty, have a leather shop called 23 Plus, and they are in our building. We lost the Pendleton Roundup and Happy Canyon gift shop when they built their new building, and so we found a great renter in Joe and Marty with regards to the 23 Plus leather business that they have. And then Marty also, I'm going to be in trouble, but I can't remember the name of her company, but she does clothing. And so together they have the shop. And Joe came to the board with an idea that he wanted to put a artisans area in the parking lot. So with all his effort, put in a tent. And I think there's something like 6 or 7 artisans that are featured and selling their silver and leather works mostly. There's a couple other folks doing some other things. And that's called the Shoot Gate Marketplace. So with Joe being open with that marketplace from 9 to 6, we decided that we would do the same thing. And so in a cooperative effort, we're not only featuring what Joe has and his folks that he gathered for the marketplace, but then the Hall of Fame. And as of yesterday, which was kind of the first day that they were open a little bit on Saturday, I believe, for the dress-up parade. But it looks like it's successful. And I just have to say this, you can sip and shop as well at the Shoot Gate Marketplace, because Joe has a bar, features Pendleton whiskey, and I mean, no, features wine and beer, and you can drop in, shop, have a little something to drink, and then wander into the Hall of Fame and check it out. The entry into the Hall of Fame is free. We just encourage folks to make a donation to help support us throughout the year.
All right. And I wanted to ask, you know, driving by the Hall of Fame frequently, you guys bring in people from all over the world. What kind of feedback do you get?
It's fun. The biggest thing I get is I didn't realize this place was so big. From the outside, it is a pretty good sized building. But when you walk in there and it's open and there's 2 floors, we have a lot in there. We have so much. We have a lot in our collections, too, that we don't have enough room to display. And so we're constantly looking for grants and opportunities to help expand and change up our exhibits. But folks come in, and we have, just in the past couple of weeks, we've had folks from Germany, Poland, Australia, they're excited. And War Paint, the horse, the bucking horse that Carl mentioned earlier, he's right when you walk in the front doors. And so he's taxidermied, and he's kind of, you know, that marquee piece that people just fall in love with and have a lot of questions about. And especially those folks who are maybe not as familiar with horses or taxidermy, I think the biggest question I know I get from kids in particular when they're in there is he real? Are his guts still in there? And I let them know it'd be really stinky around here if all that was still in there. No, but he was real, and that's war paint. So, but it's a lot of fun to see those folks come in and have all different experiences with rodeo and Western lifestyle, or not at all.
All right. Well, we're talking Pendleton Roundup and Happy Canyon Hall of Fame Museum. We're going to take another break. Back with more after this.
Catch the Coffee Hour on your phone. Download our free mobile app, My Columbia Basin.
It might be a little tricky to fly in and out of Walla Walla right now with the Alaska Air flight schedule change. But if you like to sleep in and have a relaxing morning before your flight, you will love the midday flight time. You will still have good flight connections at SeaTac for wherever your journey takes you. So, purchase your ticket today at alaskaair.com, pack your bags, and enjoy your flight from the Walla Walla Regional Airport. Need a little more incentive? Free parking. Fly Walla Walla.
These high gas prices are affecting all of us. Letter Bus Transit is trying to help reduce your fuel bills by having bus routes run 11 times per day to over 20 bus stops conveniently located throughout the city. You can even save going to the grocery store because they have stop at Walmart every 50 minutes. Their handy mobile app lets you track your bus in real time so you don't waste time. So start saving money today in Letter Bus. For more information, go to the City of Pendleton website.
Looking to the future and developing a plan most times is lost or set aside because of the hustle and bustle of your daily life. Michael Stratton with Stratton Insurance talks about the true versatility of today's life insurance choices.
Yeah, I mean, life insurance can be, you know, purchased for a period of time or for a lifetime. It depends on the goals of the individual. Life insurance also does not have to be purchased for personal reasons. I think a lot of times people miss the value of life insurance for a business or a farm or a ranch. And life insurance can deliver a death-free benefit to help pay transitional costs, estate costs, and taxes. There's products today that will accelerate 40 to 80% of your benefit to you. It's tax-free, in your hand, spend it any way as you want while you're still living.
Stratton Insurance, one responsible source. Follow us on Facebook, see us in Pendleton, Hermiston, LeGrand, The Dalles, and online at stratton-insurance.com.
Is pain altering your life? Listen to Richard Stapleman and how the Center for Ozone Therapy in Pendleton has helped him.
I went to the Center for Ozone Therapy for a 21-year-old injury that had hindered all of my basic abilities from exercise to work. And since the injections, I have been nothing but all smiles, new activities, exercising again.
If you suffer from chronic pain, call the Center for Ozone Therapy in Pendleton, 541-276-1752.
Pendleton Original. It's the KUMA Coffee Hour. And now back to your host on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Back this morning with Carl Colham and Casey White-Zolman from the Pendleton Roundup and Happy Canyon Hall of Fame Museum. And in this segment, I wanted to ask, we were talking about war paint in the last segment, but you hope to do something more with war paint in the near future.
Actually, yes. We have started an endeavor to have a statue of war paint placed on the grounds of the Hall of Fame. And so with that, a big effort where it's going to require some extensive funding. So we just basically set all the things we need to do with this week to be able to at least get the word out to folks that if they want to help see war paint even outside the Hall of Fame Museum, to drop by and we can explain what we're doing with regards to having a statue that will help enhance that four-corner area that I call Centennial Plaza. Obviously, we have the Pendleton Roundup Letterbuck Bucking Horse on the other corner, and we think that with this war paint statue that will be a kitty corner from it, that will help enhance and add to the area or the hub of the Pendleton Roundup.
Well, I know we have a very giving community, and I am sure that folks would like to get involved in that. And if anybody wants to give to that particular project, who do they contact? Do they contact you, the museum? What do they need to do?
They can contact the museum, and we can get back to them. We do have a telephone number, 541-278-0815. And just reach out, and then somebody will get back to them and give them more of the details of how we're going to do this. We have different funding levels, and even an individual that may not have a lot of money that wants to contribute could contribute to the endeavor.
Another thing I wanted to ask, I know the museum does a lot to give back to the community. And you got a scholarship you wanted to mention.
Yes. So tomorrow we'll be announcing that tomorrow afternoon at the rodeo is an opportunity for the Hall of Fame to introduce the inductees in the arena. And during that time, we will also announce this is the second year we'll have a $2,500 scholarship winner. And it's a partnership between the Hall of Fame and all the contract personnel who are involved with Roundup. So they all donate from their own pockets. And the Hall of Fame makes a donation. And we pull together this $2,500 for a Blue Mountain Community College student. And last year, Lainey Neistat was the winner. And she went on to Blue Mountain. She's doing great things. And we're excited to reveal the winner tomorrow afternoon at the rodeo. So we're pretty excited about that.
All right. Well, fantastic. And got to ask, as we wrap things up this morning, can Hall of Fame use volunteers? And if so, how do folks get involved with the Hall of Fame?
Always, always, always. So we have opportunities for volunteers to work in the museum and welcome our guests and visitors. We have folks who enter some of our collections into our archives. They are cataloging photos. They're doing some research. We have a lot of folks who call the Hall of Fame doing research on the history of Roundup or Pendleton or Hall of Fame, and we are able to help them with that. So yes, we are always looking for volunteers as well as donations. We are 100% run by donations and the generosity of our volunteers and our board of directors, who are also volunteers. So anything people can give of the, either of their time or of their pocketbooks is sure appreciated.
All right. And just recapping, for those visiting Pendleton this week, you are able to visit the Hall of Fame Museum. Carl, remind us again the hours.
The hours are 9 to 6. So 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day through Saturday of Roundup Week.
All right. Well, fantastic. We got through a lot, and there's a lot to see. Be sure to check out the Pendleton Roundup and Happy Canyon Hall of Fame Museum. My guests, Carl Colham, President, and Casey White-Zollman, Vice President and Publicity Director. Thank you both.
Thank you.
All right. And everybody get out and have a good time. And I just want to remind everybody that things really get exciting tomorrow with the Cowboy Breakfast and Coffee Hour Live from Stillman Park with Marty Campbell. That starts at 6 a.m. And then the 2013 Pendleton Roundup coverage starts at 1 p.m. right here on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA. I'm Dan Tessman. Everybody have a great time at Roundup and Happy Canyon. And I'll be back on Monday. But meantime, enjoy Marty Campbell and all of the live coverage from Pendleton Roundup this week here on KUMA. Have a great day.
On us for local news, sports, and weather. News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA, Pendleton.